CB9NN mobile monitoring.
What's up, Joe?
What are you up to today?
I asked you first. Hey, I lost you, Joe.
Where are you guys at today? Can you see any changes?
I'm at home.
I just pulled in your driveway.
Okay. KEAFKW.
KCHHC.
KCHCMQ and ATWM.
I heard you in there, Joe. A little broken, but I got you. KE8FQW.
Hold on, I'm in Mills right now, so once I get a better antenna on this radio, I might do a little bit.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good. So, you up there, like by the college?
Yeah, on top of Mission Hill, that way.
Okay, no, you're doing fine. So, yeah, just a little broken, but fully understandable. All right, well, enjoy your overlook. Talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you later. KC is just keeping monitoring.
KE8FTW.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
N8PZT.
KD8BFT. KD8BFT looking for contact.
Long time no talk to you. How have you been?
Been pretty okay. Yourself?
Yeah, been real good, man. Been listening in on the radio quite a bit, and I haven't heard you, so you must be busy or doing other things these days.
Just seems like I got a whole lot of projects, and they seem to collapse most of my time in on it also. But yeah, I've had the radio on, and I haven't heard you much either, so you're probably just missing on time.
Yeah, it must be what it is, but I've been kind of a whirlwind week this past week. First week back from vacation, so maybe I'll be able to spend a little bit more time listening and speaking on the radio going forward. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, this does tend to be the time of year when it seems like we all got a lot of things going on, that's for sure.
On the plus side, my yard's looking pretty good this year, so that must mean I gave it the appropriate amount of attention already.
That is a good thing this early in the year, you saying that, so that makes it easier going forward anyway.
I can just figure out how to get my wife to mow the lawn, then I'd be almost as good as you.
It was a lot of years in the making, but it was worth the time spent.
My former neighbor that lived next door to me was an endontist, and I used to give him crap all the time because his wife would be out cleaning the gutters and stuff. I'm like, Paul, you gonna let your wife climb up on the ladder like that? And he holds up his hands. He goes, see these hands? These hands are what makes this family go. He goes, Susie's got to do what she's got to do.
I like it. I like how that man thinks.
So we should get together at some point and get out and do some comms work. I know we've talked about it for a while, but, you know, some mobile stuff, some remote stuff, and just kind of test some of the capabilities of our gear. I don't know if you got any time coming up in the next several weeks, but I'd like to get something together and do that with you if you are still interested.
Oh yeah, for sure. I would like to get out and work on some, you know, like field craft antennas, you know, just making stuff on the fly like that. I know I work next weekend, but after that for a couple weeks I should have some free time if our schedules can link up.
Yeah, that sounds good. My daughter's coming home this coming weekend while you're working, so that's syncing up well. Let's talk about getting together sometime after that then.
That sounds like a well overdue plan, that is for sure. Yeah, that would be super enjoyable and nice just to test out some field gear too. It's I think you and I both have things pretty set as far as our shacks go, but I think you're right, the mobile stuff could always use a little tweaking.
Yeah, I've built a couple of field antennas and they're still untested, so I think it would be good to give it a try.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure that we can sync up our schedules and everything. So vacay was good?
Yeah, we had a real nice time. We were in western North Carolina for 4 or 5 days, and then we moved over to Tennessee. We went to Chattanooga and a little town south of Knoxville. Had a really great time and really enjoyed the area there.
I have never been to that area, but a lot of people I work with go down there on vacation, and one gal that works at the front desk, she's actually moving down there in a couple months, retiring, and her husband was in the Marines, so they're getting kind of down with some of his buddies.
Yeah, that's kind of our plan, too. We're trying to get the lay of the land and figure out where we want to end up down there.
I know everywhere you go there's bad areas, but boy, just from when I hear people talk of that area, that you'd kind of be hard-pressed not to find a decent spot.
Well, we're looking to be away from big cities. No surprise there, but, you know, kind of a good mix of rural and convenience, and we think we might have found a spot that's checking off a lot of those boxes. So it might be a destination, at least initially, until we can figure out where we want to end up permanently, but, you know, that's still down the road a bit, so it's always good to go do some recon work.
Oh, definitely, and putting in some time getting to know the people in the area, too, because that, as you know, that can make a big difference in an area that may not seem all checks off all the boxes, but if you got good people around you, that can make up for a lot.
Yeah, we're just going to have to get over the stigma of Yankee being Yankees down in the South.
Yeah, but you guys got good head in your shoulders and a lot of common sense, so that will overcome a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, my understanding is there's a difference between Yankees and damn Yankees, so we got to make sure that we're not considered the latter.
They did have a couple good songs, though. You got to admit that.
Yeah, for sure. I actually saw them in concert back in the day.
That was probably a pretty wild show, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Ted Nugent was over the top as usual.
Sometimes I think back, I'd like to imagine him like in a fifth grade classroom, what he was like as a youngster. He was probably a handful.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But, hey, have you talked to Josh? I haven't heard him on the radio either. What's he been up to?
Yeah, he's doing pretty well. He's just butt deep in work and that sort of thing. So between the shop and the cows, that keeps him going pretty steady.
Yeah, well, good for him. Sounds like his business is doing well, and, you know, self-inflicted wounds with all the work that he's got on his property and his animals, but that's kind of a cool lifestyle, too.
Yeah, he enjoys it. It's a lot. You know, we talk about that quite a bit. You know, it can be pretty stressful at times for him, but I don't think he would trade it for anything. He likes seeing his daughter being raised among that lifestyle and seeing hard work and learning from that. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I wish more people would do that.
Yeah, that's for sure. But you know, it's hearing Lisa talk about some of the seniors and, you know, the upperclassmen in high school and whatnot, and boy, it sure seems like there's a shift happening in a good direction anyway with a lot of the younger people as far as having a work ethic and wanting to go out and work and not just stay home and have it handed to them. So I think that's a plus for down the road, hopefully.
Yeah, I don't know too many young people, but just the ones that my daughter associates with are that way, just like she is. And that's encouraging to hear. And I just hope that, you know, what's on the horizon in front of us here isn't going to destroy all of that for them. But, you know, that they're concerned about their future and they want to work hard and get the things that that those before them have gotten. I just wish there was a way that it could be, I don't know, made more attainable for them like it was for us.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's you know, we have a couple young couples in the shop, and just hearing them talk about the struggles they have, just, you know, they want to be homeowners. They want to have that sort of thing, but it's just, you know, I don't know whether it's you know, all over the place or just our area, but it's almost unattainable for them, and it's really sad because they, you know, if they want to work, they want to put in the effort for it. It's just sometimes it's not within reach.
Yeah, I think about the first house that and I made, you know, built, and you know, it was 2x of our income maybe, and now today, you know, it's like 10x of your income. That's a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, it sure is, and I really feel for some of these young kids, because they, you know, like I say, they just they just want to work hard and have a good life, and it seems it's a, like it's a really steep hill they're trying to climb.
Yeah, shifting gears a little bit, didn't you and Erickson do some work on some antennas in his radio setup at his place? I think you were saying that you were trying to improve those communications out there for him, or what, maybe that was at your deer camp. How's that going? By the way, K8DCW.
K8DD. Yeah, it's hasn't gone too much past the planning stage. He kind of got going down the road of putting solar in out at his camp, and that's kind of consumed most of his mind and resources at this point, but I think he's just about got that hammered out and ready to move on to the next project, so hopefully we'll get some antenna work going with him.
Well, that's a pretty cool project, though. That's great. Did he get that installed and working?
In the process. He, because that place out there is totally off-grid, so he's got all the pieces together. He's just, we're actually sitting down trying to figure out the best way to wire it up, and I think we kind of got that figured out, and what he wants for his battery capacities and that sort of thing, because he wants to be able to, you know, not just have some lights and a couple outlets. He's he's wanting to run welders and things like that, so he's got to have a little bit beefier setup out there.
Oh wow, that's next level. Wow, running welders, geez.
You know, it's really not as daunting as it sounds. There's some really innovative batteries and inverter systems out there that will handle that, you know, very easily with the solar that he has purchased for out there. So it's just a matter of getting it wired up the right way.
Well, and all that stuff's come a long way since I dabbled in it about 10 years ago on a smaller scale. But, yeah, that's pretty cool, man. Neat project. I'd like to hear more about those details next time we get together.
Yeah, between him and my son-in-law, they are pretty good about getting in and doing their research and where they don't have to necessarily just buy stuff and try it and see if it works. They have a pretty good foundation when they go into it. So, yeah, it's a really neat project. And the bugger part of it is now is he's kind of in his busy season at work, so he's got to juggle that a little bit because he's on call most all of the time, being that he's the one that lives there on station. So he's got that struggle to deal with, but it's not too bad. First world problems.
Long as he gets it done before November, right?
That is the goal. That's our time frame for sure.
I'm doing another elk hunt this year. This time going to Utah. In the first week of October. So I got a buddy of mine that lives out there, and he's been hunting an area out there for a while, and tags are available over the counter, and he's got the lay of the land, and he's been successful out there. So my buddy Bruce and I are going to rent an RV and drive out there and set up for a week, 10 days with him, and hunt. Should be a pretty good time.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome, man. You really enjoyed that last year when you went, if I remember correctly. And, yeah, that's cool. That's awesome that you have the ability to do that.
Well, this one's going to be a lot different than the last one. I mean, the last one was very expensive. It was all guided. You know, we were on horseback and, you know, at a high camp. This is going to be quite a bit exponentially less expensive, doing it on our own, and should be fun. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, but there's something to be said, too, for doing it all yourself. Guided hunts are, you know, not knocking them, they are a great thing. But when you can go out and do it all on your own, reconnaissance, sort of, so to speak, it just makes you feel good about that.
Yeah, I still don't want to tally up the price per pound for what I'm going to bring back, hopefully, but it's the experience, right?
The way prices are in the grocery store, though, it might not be as bad as you think.
Yeah, that's the truth. Wow. That was something else that was really interesting while we were on vacation is, you know, we're kind of in a bubble up here for good and for bad, but it's interesting when you go someplace else, another part of the country, maybe not too far away, and you can see what the difference in prices are for everything from gasoline to groceries. It's pretty amazing how much more affordable things can be just a short ways away from here.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of, a lot of people I work with, you know, vacation and stuff down there, and that's what they say, that it's, you know, but you hit it right on the head, you know, we kind of live in a bubble here, and we're shielded from a lot of things, good and bad. It is pretty interesting to see what other people pay. Well, even just gas, you know, between Sheboygan and Petoskey. You know, lately Sheboygan has been, you know, a solid 10 to 15 cents a gallon cheaper than it is in Petoskey.
Well, you go across the border into Ohio, it's a whole dollar less.
Yeah, it really kind of makes you wonder who's getting their pockets lined here.
Ain't you and me, brother.
That's a fact. Hey, speaking of doing good things for the common man, how is your friend Justin doing with his campaign?
He's doing well. He just bought a bunch of yard signs and like some 4x8, you know, highway signs, and he's taking delivery of them, and they're going to start popping up around here, so keep your eyes peeled. He was just here this weekend and spent some time with him, and he's got some cool stuff happening.
Well, that's awesome. That's good to hear. I think some new blood in there, and somebody who seems pretty grounded is a really welcome change. So, I'm kind of behind him.
There's a candidates forum coming up. I think it's in July, and it's going to be at North Central Michigan College, where he and all of the candidates who are in the race will be there to not just that race, but different races for different offices. I think the state Senate seat and the state congressional seat that are all up. So anyway, I'll send you the details if you're interested in attending. Christy and I will be there to show them some support, of course.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to that for sure, and put another supporter in his corner.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll shoot you a text with the date and time. And again, it's at NCMC, so right in our backyard here.
Cool. Well, brother, I think I'm going to bust on inside here for a little bit, and it was good catching up with you. It's been a long been a long time, so I was glad to hear you. But yeah, we'll keep checking, and in a couple weeks we'll get together and do some field testing. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, really glad I caught you on the air. I've been thinking about you lately and wondering how you've been, so good to catch up. You have a good rest of your evening and a good week, and we'll catch up with you later. K8DCW.
All right, have a good evening, my friend. K8ZAT. Thank you.